But first, we turn to promising news from Tesla Motors about a potential manufacturing site near Reno. Tesla confirms it has completed the first phase of construction of a possible $5 billion battery factory outside of Reno. The problem is, Tesla says it's building two other construction pads in other states, but that has not stopped industry insiders from reading the corporate tea leaves. John Boyd is one of those industry insiders. Boyd works with large auto manufacturers to find spaces and sites for their operations. And while he's not working with Tesla on this particular project, he believes Nevada is a no-brainer for the 10 million square foot battery factory. John Boyd, welcome back to KNPR.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Tesla Motors confirmed yesterday it had completed the construction pad outside of Reno. Why confirm they've broken ground in northern Nevada? What do they hope to achieve with that announcement?
I think this move, this decision to break ground in Story County, reflects Elon Musk's tension for redundancies and fail-safe measures and precision timeliness, a philosophy that Tesla carries, or that Elon Musk carries, from the space industry to the auto industry. And then, to borrow a phrase from the space industry, we have ignition in Reno, but no liftoff yet. I think it's too early to bring out the champagne. Clearly, this is a good sign, but Musk made it clear yesterday that Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California are still in the running for the ultimate gigafactory.
Well, and as you noted, redundancy. Tesla says it's not going to actually announce the final site for the gigafactory before the end of the year, but it is breaking ground in two other states while it makes the decision. That move sounds pretty unusual and kind of expensive, too.
It is, but, you know, Tesla is an unusual company. And this is really an historic manufacturing project, the most coveted economic development project in North America today.
With the groundbreaking in a couple of other states, as the decision is still underway, is it possible yet that Nevada and Reno could be left hanging?
I don't believe so. I think this is obviously a great endorsement that Tesla's making, making this public, that the first site they're breaking ground on is in northern Nevada. There's no other way to read that from my perspective.
Now, Elon Musk, Tesla CEO, has talked about incentives from Nevada and other states being in place, but he also clarifies he's not looking for anything unfair. You have represented automotive companies, so what kinds of incentives would Musk be looking for?
Property tax abatements, other types of tax exemptions, job hiring credits. And in the case of Tesla, this is the Gigafactory. This will be a very labor-intensive project. We're talking about 6,000 workers. So job training incentives will be a major, major priority for Tesla.
Do you have any kind of a sense of an approximate dollar figure, the value of the kind of incentives he's looking for?
We'll put it this way. The Texas Closing Fund has over a quarter of a billion dollars in it. And Governor Perry, when Texas successfully lured Toyota to the Metroplex region, the incentive package was about $40 million.
But you say, despite the Texas war chest and all these other things, that Nevada is far and away the front runner. Tell us what makes northern Nevada so special, such an appealing location for Tesla.
You have all the state business climate advantages, right-to-work status, the lack of a corporate income tax, which will allow Tesla to follow the model that other tech firms like Apple have used in northern Nevada to avoid paying global taxes. The intermodal rail facility in Reno connects directly to Tesla's assembly operations in Fremont, California. That's something that's very, very attractive. And, you know, I'm personally very familiar with the Reno Tahoe Industrial Park, and we've scouted that site a number of times in recent years for distribution clients of ours. And that's a premier site that offers a lot of green energy and water infrastructure, and that's something that Tesla will find very appealing.
So it's not just a matter of being down the road on Interstate 80. There are tax implications, worker law implications, things like that. There's an awful lot to recommend Reno to Tesla then.
Now, we liken this process to BMW's historic move to Greenville, Spartanburg, 25 years ago. And a lot of naysayers at the time said, well, BMW will have a hard challenge to attract workers. But we found that was ridiculous. And today, Greenville is a tremendous auto cluster of auto industry manufacturing. The same thing can happen in northern Nevada. The challenge will be for economic development foot soldiers and Nevada politicians to leverage Tesla into developing a cluster of tech industry and auto manufacturing industry.
John Boyd is the president of the Boyd Company in Princeton, New Jersey. John, thanks once again for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.